好，我们打开腓立比书。
Today we will turn to the book of Philippians.
我们第十六章，十六章腓立比书，对，使徒行传第十六章。
The book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传第十六章。
Acts 15.
我们一面讲一面来看啊。
We will read as we study this passage.
所以你看圣经，我就讲了啊。
Acts 15, 16.
在圣经里面讲到有多非常好的教会啊。
In the Bible are examples of many good churches.
我们讲模范的教会。
And these are a model.
所以保罗写信的时候，特别把一些马其顿好的教会非常好的榜样写给后世人。
So when Paul, through his journeys, recorded many of the model churches around along his route in Macedonia.
我们相信在地上的教会是不会完美的，没有完美的地方。
On earth, maybe there is not one perfect church.
即使有完美的教会
，Even if there is a perfect,
当我这个不完美的人进到那个教会的时候啊
，As this imperfect me enters this church,
结果这个教会不完美了，对不对
？Well. In fact, make this church not perfect.
但有一天我们到天上的时候
，But one day when we go to heaven,
哇，你看到众圣徒在那边做礼拜，看到吗
？And you will see a vast multitude
of believers. 我们神坐在宝座上
，And our Lord will be upon the throne.
极其光荣，对不对
？And in fullness of glory.
那时候才是完完全全的。
That would be the perfect.
但是至少在地上，在圣经里面讲那些非常好的教会、榜样的教会、模范的教会，让我们可以学习的。
But at least we have some.Very good churches that would serve as a model for us.
保罗写哥林多后书的时候啊
，So when Paul wrote the second book of Corinthians,
他特别讲了一件事情
，He said this.
那我把神赐给马其顿教会的恩典告诉你们。
So he said, I will tell you about the blessing that God has given to the churches in Macedonia.
马其顿就是欧洲，对不对
？Now Macedonia is in Europe.
保罗特别提到说，哥林多的教会啊。我特别把马其顿教会介绍给你们。
So he was speaking to the church in Corinthians, and
让你们可以学习。
Said I'm going to share with you the blessings of the church in Macedonia, so you can learn from them.
为什么保罗不讲小亚细亚的教会呢
？Why did Paul not talk about the church in Laodicea?
在这个启示录的后面里面呢？
You'll remember in the book of Revelations, there are seven churches.
都在小亚细亚
and Laodicea.
就是现在的马，现在的土耳其
and it is in the today's Turkey.
啊，前两年我们经过土耳其的时候啊
a few years ago, we passed by Turkey.
哎呀，我们看土耳其的地图里面呢。
And you will look at the map of Turkey.
七个教会的名字都在下面。
All the seven churches are named on the map.
太奇妙，看到吗
？It is such amazing.
哎呀，你看到这是教会历史上记载这些名字，让后世的人可以看见上帝的恩典，对不对
？And you can see that the history of the church kept the names of these seven churches so that the people of the future generations will remember.
啊，今天我们稍微分享，保罗说把马其顿。的教会，欧洲的教会介绍给我们。
So today we will study about the examples of the churches in Macedonia that Paul wishes to teach us.
今天讲的三个教会在使徒行传十六章、十七章里面都记载了。
So today there will be three such example churches.
第一个是腓立比的教会。
First is the church in Philippi.
大家很熟悉了。
We are familiar.
腓立比的教会对保罗讲，心中充满喜悦。
Now Philippians always evoke a sense of joy.
充满感恩。
Full of thankfulness.
这个教会的特征是什么呢
？What is the outstanding
characteristic? 爱神的心
，and it's love for God.
喜乐充满他的心
，and that it is full of rejoicing.
而且腓立比的教会在几方面可以拿好几个是第一名的。
And the church in Philippians is first in many aspects.
第一，它是欧洲的第一间教会。
First, it is the first church in Europe.
保罗在小亚细亚，在特鲁亚看到一个异象。
So when Paul was traveling in the Laodicea, he had this vision.
他看到说神带领他要到欧洲去传福音。
And he had this vision that God wanted him to go to Europe.
他就顺服圣灵带领。
To he followed the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
往西走。
and he headed west.
我常常说他没有往东走。
And why did he not turn east?
如果往东走，就向印度的方向走了。
If he had gone east, he would have gone to India.
所以他往西走，向欧洲的方向。
So he went west, and he went to.
结果就到了腓立比的地方。
So he went to Philippi.
传福音。
And he preached.
做开放的工作。
And he had had a great.
那时候没有教会。
Even when there was no church,
没有礼拜堂。
There was no church.
但是在什么地方聚会呢？
Where were they gathering?
在河边聚会。
They were gathered along the river.
开始保罗向那些几个妇女讲道。
And so Paul was speaking to some of the women.
这个吕底亚认识了耶稣基督。
So one lady, Lydia, came to know the Lord.
全家人认识耶稣基督。
And all her entire family came to know the Lord.
圣经讲，她求保罗到她家里面去吃饭。
And the Bible said Lydia begged for Paul to come to her house for dinner.
这是腓立比教会的雏形。那个样本啊、
so that was the beginning of the church in Philippians.
喜欢请人家吃饭。
He was very welcoming to bring people.
第二就是那个侍女，还记得吗？那个侍女被鬼附的啊。
And then there was secondly a girl that was possessed by all evil spirits.
也许她也信主了，对不对
？And she too became a believer.
第三组信主是那个近朱看见了的人。
And the third person who came to know the Lord is the jailer.
本来他没有希望了。
Initially, he was hopeless.
因为上帝要救保罗跟希拉。
Because God wanted to rescue Paul and Silas.
监牢的门都震动起来。
So there was a great tremor that opened the gates of the jail.
所以这进就是看管监牢的人。
So the jailer who was supposed to watch over the jail.
他以为囚犯都逃完了，对不对
？And he thought his captives had escaped.
他就拿刀要自杀了。
And he was about to take his own life.
如果他逃犯，如果真的走了。
Now if his captives had escaped.
他不死的话，那个政府都要把他杀死。
The jailer would have had to pay with his life.
你记得吗？彼得坐监牢不见了，知道吗？天使救他出来，对不对
？So the angels came and rescued Peter.
啊，结果呢？这个看监牢的人莫名其妙，彼得不见了，还记得吗？
So that was Peter. Now, so the jailer came and was terrified at. The captives had escaped.
结果罗马政府也把那个看见的人杀死了。
So the authorities came and punished the jailer and put him to death.
这个禁助啊，死得很凄凉，因为他不知道囚犯去了什么地方，他也不知道，对不对？
So the jailer
救了彼得啊。
Did not know where the captives went.
说这个禁助在危险当中，保罗现在相信耶稣基督。
So Paul then counsel the jailer.
结果他信了耶稣，圣经讲他全家都信了耶稣，非常喜乐。
And the jailer came to know the Lord, and he and his entire family were full of joy.
啊，这个家庭也邀请保罗、希拉还有路加，看到吗？《使徒行传》的作者路加到他家里面去吃饭。
So in the end, the jailer invited Paul and Silas.
这是欧洲的第一间教会。腓立比的教会。
And they came to the jailer's home, and that was the start of the first church.
这是腓立比教会在这样艰难的环境当中建立起来，对不对
？The first church that was in Philippi.
第二个第一是从第一天开始，从第一天开始，他们就跟保罗同心服侍神。
And the second thing to note is that from the very first day, these people in the early times of the first church.Philippi, they stayed with Paul.
当保罗写腓立比书的时候，已经离开腓立比教会13年的时间了。
So when Paul came around to write the letter to the church in Philippians, that was 13 years after.
过了十三年的岁月，他们还是同心兴旺福音啊。
So we could see that even after 13 years has elapsed, the people in the church of Philippi continued.To stay with Paul.
他们爱主的心没有熄灭。
And that their love for the Lord has not diminished.
反而越烧越旺，共同持守信心来传福音。
But their love for the Lord and for the church continued to grow.
所以腓立比教会是第一个同心合意的服侍神的教会。
So we could see the church in Philippi is the first church that was established.With a strong faith and love for the Lord.
这个同心合意可以说合伙人的意思。
And they are united in their work and in their heart.
腓立比的教会认为说， 传福音不是一个人的事情。
Because they firmly believed, the church in Philippi, that spreading the gospel is not the work of any one person.
那是大家的事情。
But it is the work of everyone.
所以大家都是合伙人，对不对？
And so that everyone needs to be on fire.
他生存，能够生存，你就能够生存。
Now, if one is to survive, then everyone will survive.
就好像你坐上轮船的时候啊。
It is like once you boarded a steamship.
肯定你不会让这艘船，不希望这艘船可以沉下去，对不对？你希望这艘船在上没有问题，你就平安，对不对？如果沉下去就完了，对不对？嗯。
Or that if you boarded a ship, you would want that the ship continues to sail and not sink.
所以第一天他们是同心合意，兴旺福音，直到保罗的日子，对不对
？So from the very first day, the church in Philippi continued to support Paul.In the spreading of the gospel.
后来到第四章腓立比书第四章的时候啊
，When we turn to the fourth chapter of the epistle to
有两个姐妹出了问题了。
There are two sisters that encountered some trouble.
这两个姐妹是教会的领袖啊。
Now they were leaders in their church.
保罗劝解他们。
And so Paul rebuked them.
这个问题也应该解决了。
And so they.Resolve their conflict.
所以我们发现，如果教会里面有任何的矛盾呢
？So we realize that in case where there are conflict in church,
肯定这个元气会损伤的。
That the atmosphere and the state of the church will be affected.
所以保罗劝解他们，对不对
？So Paul was there to counsel.
是欧洲的第一个教会。
So this was the first church in Europe.
是从第一天开始跟保罗同心服侍的。
That they were within.From the very first day, one heart was born.
第三个第一是什么呢
？And the third meaning of this.
差派第一个宣教士出去的。
So the third point in about a church in Philippi is that they were the first to send a missionary.
在保罗在罗马做监牢的时候啊。
So when Paul was in jail in Rome.
这个腓立比就会派一个弟兄叫以巴弗提。到监牢去看保罗。
So the church sent this person Epaphroditus to go and visit with Paul.
带着腓立比教会的爱心来去供应保罗去呀。
And Epaphroditus represented the loving care of the church of Philippians to visit Paul when he was in jail in Rome.
所以腓立比教会派以巴弗提在生活上、在物质上、在属灵方面跟保罗同工。
So Epaphroditus was sent by the church in Philippians with physical things to send to Paul in support of his time in jail.
保罗得到很大的安慰。
And Paul was greatly comforted.
在这样艰难的环境当中，在坐牢的环境里面，有人腓立比教会第一个派人以巴弗提来看望保罗，而且保罗得到很大的鼓励。
So Paul was greatly encouraged when he was in jail in Rome, knowing that the people in the church of Philippians had sent Epaphroditus to send along their love and care.
后来这个以巴弗提太操劳，太累了，病得快要死了。
Now Epaphroditus, because of this journey, was too exhausted to the point of almost dying.
保罗说：“你不如回到腓立比去休息好了。”
And Paul said, "Why don't you return back to Philippians?"
你万一什么事情，保罗也有责任。
So that Paul would not want to see him die.
这可见的宣教的工作很不容易，对不对啊
？So missionary work is not easy.
你还记得吗？马可出去宣教的时候
，You recall Mark when he set on his missionary journey.
到了庞菲利亚，他就怎么样要回家了
？And Mark when he reached Pamphylia.He thought of quitting and going back.
So, 第二次要再出来播的时候，保罗很不高兴，不要带他了。
So the second time in Paul's missionary journey, Paul hesitated of bringing Mark.
但是我们知道，有保罗在提起这个人是可造就的，在提起马可的名字啊。
And so Paul realized that Mark is a person of potential, so he once again mentioned him.
这个人就写了马可福音，对不对
？And so he wrote the Gospel of Mark.
他也是巴拿巴的表弟、啊、
And he is also a cousin.
第一个差派宣教士的教会去帮助保罗的腓立比教会。
So remember, Philippians is the first church to send a missionary, to help Paul.
啊，第四个第一，第一个欧洲教会慷慨捐助保罗事工的。
So another point about the church in Philippians is that it is the first church who graciously supported Paul's missionary work.
如果你读腓立比书第四章的时候啊，
So if you look at chapter 4 of Philippians,
十五节十六节告诉我们，
verses 15 and 16,
保罗在坐监牢的时候，
So when Paul was in jail,
在这不容易的环境当中，
in a very difficult environment,
他想到腓立比的教会，
and he thought about the church in
Philippians, 他除了你们之外没有别的教会来帮助我。
And he said, apart from you, no other church has come to help me.
欧洲的教会只有您帮助我。
Because you are the first church, the only church in Macedonia that came to help me.
特别在帖撒罗尼迦的时候。
Then when I was in Thessalonica,
一次两次打发人拿物质上的需要来帮助保罗。
And he said, even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs.
保罗特别提出来，对。
And Paul made special mention.
你看到吗？慷慨协助保罗的事工。
So the Philippians were very giving in helping Paul in his missionary work.
后来保罗为了鼓励哥林多的教会。
So when Paul was trying to encourage the church in Corinth,
也把欧洲的教会的好榜样提出来，让哥林多教会人可以学习。
And so he was addressing the church in Corinthians. He made mention of all the good examples in the church in Macedonia.
所以腓立比教会在欧洲教会。是个非常好的模范的教会。
And so the church in Philippians is one that stood out as a model church among the many churches in Europe.
至少可以拿四个第一。
So those are the four points about the church in Philippi.
第一个教会，欧洲的教会。
First church in Europe.
第一个教会同心合意的教会。
First church that was united in their work.
第一个差派宣教士的教会。
The first church to send a missionary.
第一个慷慨捐助保罗事工的。
And the first church that was very giving in supporting the needs of Paul.
保罗写出来了。
So Paul listed all these.
第二个教会。
So we will now go to the second
church. 这是使徒行传第十七章讲的啦。
Acts chapter 17.
这个教会特征是什么呢？
What is the uniqueness of this church?
这个教会叫帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
So this is the church in Thessalonica.
它的特征就是离开偶像，投向光明的道路。
So this church showed us the way to stay away from idols.
十六章保罗在腓立比。使徒行传十六章保罗在腓立比。
Acts 16, Paul was in Philippi.
十七章在帖撒罗尼迦。
In chapter 17, Paul went to Thessalonica.
他有多长的时间留在帖撒罗尼迦呢？
How much time did he stay in Thessalonica?
就三个安息日的而已。
Only three Sabbath days.
这三个安息日能够做什么呢？
What?He could have done in three Sabbath days.
保罗讲耶稣基督的死。
So Paul talked about the death of Jesus.
讲耶稣基督的埋葬。
His burial.
讲到耶稣基督的复活。
And his resurrection.
结果这些帖撒罗尼迦教会领受道理很快。
So the people in Thessalonica absorbed the great truth very quickly.
你发现他这人他们进步得很快，对不对？
And they progress very quickly.
他们变成坚强而有美好见证的教会。
And they became a very strong church.
这是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章所讲到帖撒罗尼迦教会的美德。
And if you turn to the book, the letter to the Thessalonians, you will see all the good things about the church in Thessalonica.
他有什么好榜样呢？
What are the good examples?
做众教会的榜样。
He was a good example to all the churches.
这是个新的教会。
Because it was a new church.
通常一个新的教会有多少经验很缺乏的，对不对？
You would think a new church would be lacking in experience.
经济也缺乏。
Lacking in finances,
里面也肤浅
lacking in spiritual growth,
但是他却是在马其顿教会里面叫人佩服的教会。
However, the church in Thessalonica was looked up by the many churches in
Macedonia. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们灵性啊突飞猛进啊，叫人感觉到很惊叹，对不对？
Only because their spiritual growth was progressing exponentially.
这些人信了耶稣，就是把偶像除掉。
And they voluntarily remove all the idols.
他们希望把过去失去的时间聚回来，这是他们努力追求属灵上的事情。
And they wanted to do away with the past and pursued knowing the Lord going forward.
所以虽然是个新的教会，但是灵性进步得很快。
So we will see, we can see here that the church in Thessalonica, although a very new church, has grown very fast spiritually.
我想今天给我们信主的人一个很好的提醒，对不对？
So this too is a good awakening for us
Christians. 也许我信主很多年啊。
Maybe we've been Christians for many years.
但是我还是在原地走，对不对？
But maybe we're still in the beginner slope.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
啊，于是我觉得背诵圣经也是对我们很大的帮助。
I personally think memorizing Bible verses is very important.
早期我们去念神学的时候啊。
When I was going to seminary in the early days.
就是要背圣经节。
We had to memorize Bible verses.
也许你就读神学，哎呀，这是小儿科，为什么要背圣经节呢？对不对？
So you might think that in the seminary you don't have to memorize verses.
现在叫你背，肯定是背不来了，告诉你，对不对？
But if you try today, you may not do it, able to do it.
因为年纪大了，对不对？
Because you are more in age.
背了前面就忘记后面，记得后面就忘记前面。
You might remember the first half and not the second half, or the second half and not the first half.
但是大家那时候念神学都是青年了，对不对？
But when I was going to seminary, people
记性特别好啊。
So there were good memories.
一百个圣经节可以背啊。
No trouble memorizing 100 verses.
你看到了吗？就对将来很有帮助，真的。
So over life, these verses have been a great help.
而且把它分类，你知道吗？
And we were able to discern.
很有帮助啊。
To give us
help. 也许有些事情总不会太迟，从今天开始，把上帝的话藏在心中。
It's never too late, so we can start memorizing verses and keep them in our hearts.
所以我相信帖撒罗尼迦教会，因为他们非常的追求，他们灵性突飞猛进了。是有道理的、
So the reason why the early church in Thessalonica was such exemplary growth spiritually is because of their pursuit of the word.
而且他们把神的道传到各地去了。
And they then spread God's word to the many neighboring regions.
一个刚建立的教会，福音就传开了。
And even for a new church, they too were able to share the gospel.
他们离开偶像。
And they turned their back against the idols.
归向真神。
And they focus on the one true God.
服侍那个又真又活的神。
And they focus on the living and resurrected God.
因为帖撒罗尼迦城里的人大部分受偶像的影响。
Because the people in Thessalonica were inherently or historically grown been influenced by many idols.
他们勇敢地摆脱那个黑暗的权势。
But they had no fear and they threw away their idols.
脱离迷信跟恐惧的那个缠绕。
And they were set free from many superstitions.
他们相信了耶稣基督。
And they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
完全得到灵里的释放了。
In with total release from those superstitious bondage.
所以帖撒罗尼迦离开了偶像，归向真神，再加上他们的灵性啊，突飞猛进，做了这个欧洲教会一个非常好的榜样。
So we could see that the church in Thessalonica first turned away from their idols and pursued a dramatic spiritual growth, and they were a model of among the early churches in Europe.
So Thessalonica 是一个新的教会，但发展得很快。
That despite there being new church, they were growing very fast.
因为他们对灵性上认真的追求。
Why? Because they were diligent in their pursuit of spiritual growth.
求主也照样帮助我们，对不对？
So may God also help us.
第三个教会。
Now the third church.
这个比利亚的教会听过吗？
It is a church in Berea.
也在这个使徒行传第十七章里面的。
You see in Acts chapter 17.
它的特征是什么呢？
What is the special feature?
积极的追求真理。
The thing to note about the church in Berea.
他们渴慕神。
Is that their thirst for God?
哎呀，我们会想，比利亚有教会吗？
Do you? We would wonder whether this was true for the church in Berea.
圣经里面没有比利亚书，看到吗？
The Bible has no letter to Berea.
有帖撒罗尼迦前后书，对不对？
There is First and Second Thessalonians.
有腓立比书。
There is a letter to Philippians.
但是没有比利亚书，很奇怪吗？
There is no letter to Berea.
但是我们看。路加特别讲到这一点呢。
But you will note that Luke made special mention.
他们基本的成员是谁呢
？The key members.
你看，如果是的，实际上告诉我们。
Look at Acts.
保罗因为离开帖撒罗尼迦，被逼迫离开帖撒罗尼迦，就走到比利亚这个城市里面了。
So because Paul was being persecuted when he was staying in Thessalonica, so he fled and went to Berea.
这些信主的人是谁呢？
And who were the believers there?
那些尊贵的妇女。
They were women of high stature.
他们是外邦人，是希腊人。
They were Greek by descendant.
圣经讲男子也不少，对不对
？And many, even the men were there too.
路加怎么样形容他们
？Now Luke described them this way. First,
他们天天查考圣经，看到吗
？That they studied, examined the scriptures daily.
天天查考圣经。
The examining the scriptures daily.
恒心追求灵性上的长进。
And they received the word with great eagerness.
后来保罗离开他们。
When Paul left Berea,
希拉跟提摩太留下，继续帮助他们一段时间。
Silas and Timothy stayed behind to continue to help them.
造就他们的灵性。
To continue to nurture their spiritual growth.
后来路加又写了计划说。
And Luke further said,
他们的这个。比利亚人的优点是什么呢
？That the good point about the people in Berea，
他们比帖撒罗尼迦的人好一些，显于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
That Paul, or Luke, the author of Acts, said that the people in Berea were even better than the people of the church in Thessalonica.
为什么呢？因为这些人喜欢接受福音。
Why? Because they were accepting the gospel with
天天查考福音
and they were examining the scriptures daily.
后来第十八章告诉我们了
Then further in Acts 18,
使徒行传十八章告诉我们
Acts 18,
保罗离开比利亚之后又去什么地方
So when Paul left Berea,
到雅典，希腊的雅典，对不对
So he went on to Athens in Greece.
雅典的人对福音态度怎么样
Now, what was the attitude of the people in Athens?
你说我就听，你讲我也听，看到吗
And the Listen when you talk.
他们只是说对福音态度说说听听而已，看到吗
？But they only exchange by speaking or listening.
人生对人生呐、啊，不是那么认真。
They did not have the same eagerness about life.
他们不像比利亚的人，嗯。
Unlike the people in Berea.
他们能够分辨正道。
That they were able to accept.
明白福音。
Understand the gospel.
而且他们看保罗讲的信息，对合，看看能不能合乎圣经的教导。
And they were able to confirm the teachings of Paul whether they were consistent with the scriptures.
意思说，比利亚教会真的对真理很认真的研讨、追求。
So we could see that the members of the church in Berea truly had the sincerity to study the word of God.
对真道分别什么是异端，什么是真理。
They wanted to discern the truth between, discern between what is true and what is false teaching.
所以这就是比利亚教会的特点了。
So that is what was unique and special about the church in Berea.
他们比帖撒罗尼迦的人更加追求。
That they were more eager than the people in Thessalonica.
他们天天查考圣经。
And they were examining the scriptures daily.
他们能够分辨真理。
And that they wanted to see whether this thing.
这是保罗把欧洲好几个模范的教会列出来。
So these are the many examples that Paul made special mention about the example of the model churches.
腓立比的教会。
The church in Philippi.
充满喜乐。
Was full of joy.
感恩服事。
Full of thanksgiving in their service. And that they were very generous in their support.
帖撒罗尼迦教会。
The church in Thessalonica,
生命上的改变,
they had a truly a change in their life.
离弃偶像进入光明,
that they turned their backs against the idols and pursued the truth and light.
比利亚的教会,
now the church in
Berea, 刻目追求,
that they had this sincere thirst for
更加认识他们所相信的神,
and that they would come to know even more deeper the true God that they believe in.
所以保罗把这三个欧洲教会的特征都摆列出来，让后世的人啊，后世教会可以学习的。
So Paul described all these three churches so that the future generations would learn from them.
我相信每个教会都有不同的特点，对不对
？So we know every church has its own special character.
我们求主给我们按照神给我们的负担。神给我们的那种责任，在神的面前认真的追求。
So I pray that may God give us this special conviction, and a special burden so that we may pursue his work for us.
让我们在生活当中分别什么是神所喜悦的事情。
So that in our lives, we can discern what is truly pleasing to God.
在主的真道上真的继续不断的努力去追求去明白。
That we would continue to pursue with eagerness the truth of the Lord.
让我们的灵性更加进步，更加认识神。
And by so doing, that our spiritual life will grow even more.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请翻译姐妹带领我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, reflecting on the good examples of the early churches. We pray, Lord, that you would stir our hearts in the same way that you stirred the hearts of those in the early churches. In the midst of their circumstances, in the persecution that they were facing at that time, we pray, Lord, that we would treasure what we have today, the liberty at which we can worship, but not to take for granted what we have, but to be even so more convicted that we should pursue you with great eagerness and to study the scriptures daily and to be generous in our support of your work and to be generous in the support of missionaries and to welcome you, O Lord, into our lives and to welcome the Christians and co-workers into our homes in much the same way as the early churches have done so. That we pray, Lord, that your spirit will be truly at work not only in our lives and in our families but in our church. That this church, Lord, will truly shine for you and glorify you in any way that you have in store for us. There is a reason, Lord, where you put us here. There is a reason that you planted us here. So we pray, Lord, that you would help us bloom where we are planted. Help us grow where we are planted, that we may bring glory to you and blessings to those around us. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.